requesting permission. Okay? That's quite important. He didn't request permission, he didn't talk with the people, until after he'd already deserted his post. And you heard Dan Bartlett's final response. It's the final response that they have always used whenever talking about Bush being AWOL. He got an honorable discharge. And you will hear this excuse all the time. It is the all-purpose excuse. Don't bother George Bush about being absent without leave. He got himself an honorable discharge. Therefore, he did nothing wrong. And what they're trying to do when they say this is they're trying to mislead the public about what an honorable discharge is. They're trying to hope that people don't understand the nature of an honorable discharge. An honorable discharge, well, what is it? It's basically an exit card. It says that we're letting you out of the military. It doesn't mean you are necessarily honorable. It only means that there's nothing sort of provably dishonorable that's bad enough to deny you a typical exit card. And I think the clear example that this really is not such a big deal, that he got an honorable discharge, is when you look at the Washington sniper. Now, all of us here in Washington remember well the sniper. This is the guy that went around murdering people at gas stations, had all of us scared and undercover and running to hide, right? Well, the sniper was in the military. He got an honorable discharge. He also went AWOL. He was absent without leave, and he assaulted someone. While in the military, he was convicted of assault and also charged with going absent without leave. And guess what? The sniper also got an honorable discharge. So if you can assault someone and go AWOL and get an honorable discharge, I don't think Bush's honorable discharge explains everything. What you have to remember about this story is it's not so much about what he did 30 years ago. It's about his continuing lies today. I'll play once again Bush's statement about his father not helping him get in the National Guard.
But for years,
I got in the National
President
Guard
Bush faced questions about how he got in the Guard.
Any allegation that my dad asked for special favors is simply not true. And the former President of the United States has said that he in no way, shape, or form helped me get into the Guard.
He in no way, shape, or form helped him get into the Guard. Now, if you don't believe Ben Barnes, who is accused of actually being under blackmail for hiding this information and came clean in a deposition, maybe you'll believe George Bush's Harvard Business School professor, Yoshitsurumi. Yoshitsurumi said, quoting George W. Bush, quote, "My dad had a good friend who put me at the head of the waiting list," unquote. At another time, Professor Tsurumi said of George Bush, quote, "He admitted to me that to avoid the Vietnam draft, he had his dad, he said dad's friends, skip him through the long waiting list to get him into the National Guard. He thought that was a smart thing to do." So Bush has been telling others for years, in fact, that his father got him into the National Guard. Again, I understand that's the way things were done 30 years ago. I understand that children of privilege don't have to obey the rules. That's actually very old in American history. Even during the Civil War, if you were wealthy, you could buy your way out. And indeed today, it is often people who have little means that join the military because it's the only way to move up for some people, or one of the main ways to move up if you grow up without much means, without much money, without an education. We do not provide an education for every child in America up through college. I think we should. No, indeed, we make people go to the military to get that. So I understand that Bush is a child of privilege. What bothers me is that he continues to lie about it. He continues to lie about direct orders that he violated. If you want to see a direct order that he violated, again, just go to my website, look at the actual documents. Don't believe me, don't believe Dan, rather. These documents are undisputed. These documents are not forged, and we know that because they came from the Pentagon directly. They are Freedom of Information Act documents. You can see them, they're a bit faded. But my website goes through and shows document after document. And read through it. Read through it yourself, read through, look at the documents, and you figure out for yourself whether you think George Bush is telling the truth. Not just about his dad getting him in, but whether he actually served in Alabama. Again, there's a $50,000 reward for anyone that will come forward to say George Bush served with him in Alabama. In Kerry's case, you have all these people claiming to have served with Kerry that didn't. In Bush's case, we can't find a single individual that remembers this very famous congressman's son who had all this press done about him after 1972, at a time when, at least according to Helen Thomas, he was doing community service. And I'd like to close by talking about a conversation I have with Matt Drudge. You know Matt Drudge. He's the internet tabloid artist. He finds all the information. He gives his own inside scoop, if you will, tries to find out what people are saying going on in Washington and tell people. But Matt Drudge has a clear bias. And I asked Matt Drudge personally about the cocaine charges against George W. Bush. And Matt Drudge seemed to indicate he believed those charges, but he wasn't going to be the one to post them. He'll make up stuff about John Kerry with an affair. I mean, things that Kerry and the girl have denied. But he won't post these stories about George Bush with the cocaine charge. And how did that ever not get in the press? Well, we know that, interestingly enough, Karl Rove himself told author J.H. Hatfield, the author of Fortunate Son, about the cocaine allegations and that they were expunged. Hatfield put it in his book, Fortunate Son, and then we found out that Hatfield himself had criminal charges against him, and that discredited not just Hatfield, but the entire story. This is exactly the kind of dirty tricks that Karl Rove is known to have played. That's the reason why George Bush calls Karl Rove his turd blossom, right? A flower that grows out of manure. Karl Rove is known to have done things like bug his own office and blame it on another candidate and steal the stationery from the other side's campaign and use it to say horrible things. I don't know whether Karl Rove was behind these forged documents or not, but we do know that Karl Rove is behind the cocaine charges originally, helping to discredit them. We also know that they came very much on the forged documents from CBS, that within 4 hours of them being posted, already they were being challenged, and that's been traced back to Republican operatives as well. Again, I don't know where it's coming from.